All right, so let's dive into something kind of fun today.
Sounds good to me.
Aphrodisiac foods.
Ooh.
Yeah, have you heard of
Oh,
this?
yeah, of course, like oysters and chocolate and all that stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, so oysters, apples, watermelon, even chocolate, they all have this rep for boosting libido, and that's what we're going to explore today is ways to increase female libido, especially as we get older after 40 and during menopause. We've got a great article from Winona. It's got all kinds of science-backed strategies and holistic approaches to try and help with this.
I like it.
Yeah. And we're gonna unpack all that just for you guys. But before we jump into all the specific foods and stuff, it's important to remember that libido isn't just about hormones. Our emotions and our relationships play a huge role.
For sure, it's really this complex interplay of different systems in the body,
Yeah.
like a delicate dance between our physical and emotional states.
I love that analogy. A delicate dance.
So to understand how to boost it, we need to understand how it works in the first place. What's actually going on in our bodies that leads to that feeling of desire?
Well, think of your nervous system like a conductor, sending all those important signals for arousal and response. Then you've got your hormones, estrogen, kind of playing a leading role there, especially as the levels are fluctuating during menopause. And of course, can't forget good old blood flow. It's essential for, well, everything, really.
So if I'm noticing changes, as I'm getting older, it's those hormonal shifts, especially with estrogen, that could be a major factor.
Absolutely. Those changes can be frustrating, But the good news is there are things you can do to kind of regain that spark. That's where these seven strategies from the article come in to help rebalance and kind of reignite
All
things.
right, let's get to them.
Okay.
What's the first thing we can try?
Well, we've all heard about the oysters, right?
They've got that legendary aphrodisiac rep. Turns out there's some actual science behind it.
Really?
Oysters are packed with zinc, and research shows that zinc is vital for making the luteinizing hormone,
Okay.
which signals your body to make testosterone.
Wait, so even though we think of testosterone as like a male hormone, it's important for women's libido too.
It is. So even for women, ensuring that you're getting enough zinc can be key to maintaining a healthy libido.
Okay.
And it's not just oysters.
Right.
Think pumpkin seeds, chickpeas, even dark chocolate.
Ooh.
All great sources of zinc.
So maybe a little dark chocolate after dinner could be good for more than just my sweet tooth.
It could be. It could be.
I like where this is going.
All
So
right.
what's
The
next?
next one might surprise you.
Okay.
Mindfulness and meditation.
Really, I wouldn't have immediately connected those two. How does that work?
Well, think about it. Stress is a major libido killer.
Oh, for sure.
Meditation can help manage those pesky stress hormones. It's like cortisol, which can actually block desire.
Wow.
And being present in the moment, whether you're meditating or you're with your partner, can really amplify your sensations and your feeling of connection.
So it's about calming the mind and tuning into the body. Makes sense. What else is on the list?
Exercise.
Of course.
And we're not talking about becoming a marathon runner or
Thanks,
anything.
Micah.
Even moderate activity like brisk walking, dancing can boost blood flow.
Right. And exercise is good for blood flow in general, but are there certain areas that are particularly helpful?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah, exercises that focus on your pelvic floor muscles can be especially beneficial.
Oh.
Things like yoga, Pilates, that sort of thing, can enhance your sexual function even further.
Interesting. So we've got diet mindfulness exercise. This is all sounding really good.
It is.
What's number four?
This one's all about connection and communication with your partner. Open and honest conversations about your needs, your desires, your boundaries can strengthen your bond and create a space for deeper intimacy.
Yeah, in my own relationship, sometimes we just need to talk things through and understand where the other person is coming from.
Absolutely. And it's not always about the big, serious conversations.
Right.
Don't underestimate the power of touch throughout the day.
Yeah.
Hugs, holding hands, a quick shoulder rub.
Yeah.
Those little gestures can keep the spark alive.
It's like those little moments build up to something more. I love that. What's next?
Creating the mood.
Ooh.
Think about what really sets the stage for romance for you.
Okay.
Can be candles, soft lighting, maybe some music, even certain scents.
I'm a big believer in scent. Anything in particular that might help?
One study actually found that lavender can enhance libido in women experiencing hot flashes.
Wow, really? I'm going to have to try that.
It's worth a shot.
Lavender is so calming and relaxing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's number six?
Prioritizing sleep.
Okay.
We all know how important it is for health, but it plays a huge role in hormone balance too.
I'm curious about that connection.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in the body when we're sleep deprived that affects our desire?
Well, chronic sleep deprivation can really disrupt your hormone balance.
Okay.
Including estrogen levels, which are directly linked to libido.
Right.
And studies show a connection between better sleep and higher estrogen levels.
Okay.
So aiming for those 7 to 9 hours a night can do wonders, not just for your energy, but for your libido too.
Sleep is basically a superpower.
It really is.
Okay, last but not least, what's number seven?
This one delves into the world of bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, or BHRT.
I've heard of HRT, but what makes it bioidentical?
Well, traditional HRT uses synthetic hormones.
Okay.
Which aren't always a perfect match for our natural hormones.
Right.
Bioidentical hormones are designed to be molecularly identical.
So it's like replacing what's missing with an exact replica.
Exactly. And because hormone levels can drop so much during menopause,
yeah,
BHRT can be really helpful in rejuvenating desire for some women.
Okay.
Now, there are different types of bioidentical hormones and different ways they can be administered, like creams, patches, even pellets.
So it's not one size fits all.
Absolutely not.
Right.
And like any medical treatment you have, to talk to your healthcare provider to see if BHRT is right for you.
Right, of course.
They can assess your individual situation.
Yeah.
Talk about benefits and risks, help you make an informed decision.
And I imagine it's important to find a provider who's really knowledgeable about it.
Absolutely, who can tailor the treatment to your specific needs.
Right.
It's all about finding what works best for you.
Of course.
And speaking of finding what works, the article also mentioned some holistic approaches to boosting libido.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering about those.
Yeah.
What can you tell us?
This is where things get really interesting. We're talking about ancient practices like acupuncture and massage therapy.
Oh, wow.
Which have been used for centuries to address all kinds of health concerns, including low libido.
Acupuncture as in needles.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work for libido?
Well, acupuncture is based on the principle of balancing energy flow in the body.
Okay.
Or qi.
Okay.
And while more research is needed, some studies suggest it may help alleviate menopause symptoms.
Interesting.
Including low libido.
It seems like there's so much we don't know about how these ancient practices work.
Right.
But the fact they've been used for so long suggests there must be something to it.
For sure.
What about massage therapy? I can see how that would be relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
But how does it impact libido?
Well, massage can be incredibly powerful on a lot of levels. It improves circulation, which is key.
Right.
It reduces stress, which we know blocks libido.
Yeah.
But perhaps most intriguingly, massage can trigger the release of oxytocin.
Okay.
The love hormone, which plays a big part in intimacy and bonding.
So it's not just about relaxation. It's about tapping into those feel-good chemicals. Wow. There are so many ways to approach this.
There really are.
And before we move on to listener questions, I want to touch on something the article mentions about other potential causes.
Yes. It's crucial to remember that a decline in libido isn't always just hormones or age.
Okay.
Other factors like depression, anxiety, even certain medications can be at play.
Exactly. So if you're concerned, it's always best to talk to your doctor.
Yeah.
Get a proper diagnosis.
For sure.
And find the best options.
It's all about taking charge of your sexual health and well-being.
Absolutely. And speaking of open conversations, let's move on to part two, where we'll be diving into some listener questions about all this.
Sounds good.
You guys sent in some great ones, so stay tuned. Welcome back. It's time to dive into some listener questions.
Why?
About boosting libido after 40, you know, going through those seven strategies last time.
Mm-hmm.
I was struck by how much we've learned about libido just from this one article.
It is fascinating.
It really shows how interconnected our bodies and minds are when it comes to desire.
It's true. Libido is not just a physical response.
Yeah.
It's a reflection of our overall well-being.
Yeah.
And I love that the listeners are so engaged, sending in all these thoughtful questions.
Yeah.
They're ready to take charge.
Absolutely. All right, so let's get to it. This first question came up a lot.
Okay.
Are there any specific foods I should avoid if I'm trying to boost my libido?
That's a great question and a smart approach.
Yeah.
While the article focuses on what to add,
mm-hmm.
it's worth noting that some things can actually have the opposite effect.
Okay, so what are the libido saboteurs?
Well, think about the usual suspects when it comes to health.
Okay.
Processed foods, excessive sugar, too much alcohol.
Right.
They can all mess with hormone balance and blood flow.
Which we know are both crucial.
Exactly. So those things might be tempting.
Yeah.
but they could be working against you in the long run.
Makes sense. Okay, here's another common one.
Go.
I'm already exercising regularly, but I'm not seeing a huge difference in my libido. Any tips?
That's where remembering that libido is multifaceted comes in.
Okay.
Exercise is fantastic, but it might not be the sole solution.
Right.
If you're already exercising consistently, it could be helpful to look at some of those other areas we discussed, like managing stress, sleep quality, even trying those holistic approaches.
So it's really about taking that holistic view and not just focusing on one thing.
Finding that sweet spot where everything works together.
Yeah. Okay, this one's a bit more personal.
Okay.
How do I talk to my partner about changes in my libido without making things awkward?
That's such an important question and one that I hear a lot.
Yeah.
It's totally normal to experience these changes over time.
Right.
It's something lots of couples navigate.
Mm-hmm.
The key is open and honest communication, like we talked about.
That sounds good in theory, but how do you actually start that conversation?
I would choose a time when you're both feeling relaxed and connected.
What?
And start by expressing, you know, your desire to improve your intimacy.
Oh.
You could say something like, hey, I've been thinking about our intimacy lately, and I'd love to explore ways to feel even more connected and passionate with you.
That's a great starting point.
Yeah.
It makes it a positive thing rather than like a problem that needs to be fixed.
Right. And remember, it's a two-way street. Encourage your partner to share too.
So what if my partner's libido is actually higher than mine?
Yeah, that can definitely create some tension.
Yeah.
That's where those conversations about needs and boundaries are crucial.
Okay.
It's about compromise.
Okay, so communication is key.
It really is.
Last question for this segment.
Okay.
I'm intrigued by BHRT, but I'm a little nervous about potential side effects. What should I know?
Totally understandable. BHRT can be amazing for some women, but it's not without risks.
Right.
That's why talking to your healthcare provider is so important.
Of course.
They can help you weigh the benefits and risks and make an informed decision.
So it's not just about, you know, going online and ordering some hormones.
No, not at all.
It's about that personalized guidance, right? They can also monitor you closely during treatment to minimize any side effects.
Right.
It's about what works for you.
This has been so insightful.
It has.
We've tackled some really important questions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear that there are so many approaches to this.
There are.
Wow. We covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into boosting libido after 40.
We did it.
From the science behind desire
uh-huh.
to those seven incredible strategies and the holistic approaches uh-huh. and even all those great listener questions.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey.
It really has. Yeah. And you know what strikes me is that this isn't just about sex.
Yeah.
It's about reclaiming pleasure connection and vitality in this stage of life.
I think so, too. It's mm-hmm. about embracing our changing bodies and desires
mm-hmm.
and finding what truly lights us up.
And I think this article does a fantastic job of empowering women to, you know,
yeah.
take charge of their sexual well-being.
Oh, absolutely.
Explore different options and, you know, have those open conversations.
Mm. With their partners and healthcare providers.
For sure.
It's not about quick fixes. It's about a holistic approach to health and happiness.
I love that. And as we wrap up this deep dive,
okay.
I'm left with a thought-provoking question for you.
Oh, I love a good thought-provoking question.
Okay, good.
Hit me with it.
If you could pick one small change from everything we talked about, something
yeah.
you could experiment with this week to boost your libido, what would it be?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
There are so many possibilities.
Right.
It could be adding those zinc-rich foods to your diet,
uh-huh.
trying a short meditation before bed,
yeah.
scheduling a massage, mm. or even just starting a conversation with your partner about your desires.
A good one.
Yeah. The key is to just take that first step, no matter how small.
And remember, this is your journey.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong answer.
Right.
It's about what works for you.
Yes.
And embracing the adventure.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into boosting libido after 40.
It's been fun.
And remember, take charge of your sexual well-being. You deserve to feel good.
Couldn't agree more.
We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.
Looking forward to it.